Good morning. Welcome to Speaking in Your Basement. I missed yesterday, so we're going to attempt to get in two today. We'll see how that plays out. Just as we've said many times before, when you miss your daily practice, you just get back into it. It's just stepping right back into it as quickly and as seamlessly as you can. And you can try to double it up like I'm doing, or you can just get back into the daily practice and keep going like nothing happened. That's fine too. Over time, either method will work. Just keep going. That's the big lesson. The secondary lesson, we're going to be changing things up here soon. I'm going to start testing out, moving around. I'd like to get a professional setup, like with nice lighting, nice camera, all that good stuff. That's probably going to be a while. But to actually get up and move around, a lot of times I feel like I present much better when I'm on my feet, particularly when I can freely move around. A lot of times when I think or think out loud, I'm pacing around either the kitchen or the basement or someplace. I'm going to see if I can do that and speak and keep a coherent point going. So we'll be playing with some of that in the future. To that point, I would encourage you to do a little bit of the same. Maybe it's sitting down for you. Maybe it's standing up for you. Maybe it's walking around for you. Maybe it's leaning in a little bit more. It's interesting just from leaning back and having kind of a laid back energy, just to moving forward a little bit. There's not only an intensity perceived there when you're leaning a little bit more in, but you can feel it yourself when you start to lean into something. You get that feeling like you're excited about it, like it's interesting, like you can express a little more passion for it. So begin to notice how your physiology, how you're standing, sitting, moving, how that has an effect on how you present, how you speak, how you communicate. And keep in mind, that does have an effect on how you communicate to other people, how they perceive your message. But it's also going to have an impact on you. How you're standing more of the time, how you're moving more of the time, how you're communicating more of the time. That's how you're communicating to yourself all the time. So pay a little more attention. Start testing this out. Start playing with it. See what you discover. I'm Ben Langley. Thanks very much for spending a little time with me this morning. We'll talk again soon.